Dozens of organic farmers crowded into a hotel room in Jacksonville, Florida this week, and they had a fierce debate over the meaning of the word organic. One of the contentious issues here is whether vegetables that are grown in high-tech greenhouses fed by nutrients dissolved in water, should those be labeled organic? NPR's Dan Charles has the story.
Dave Chapman grows organic vegetables on a farm in East Thetford, Vermont, and he sees something in supermarkets everywhere that just drives him crazy.
Over a third of the tomatoes, over a third of the peppers, over a third of the cucumbers that are being certified as organic are hydroponic.
Those plants live in greenhouses with their roots in little containers filled with fiber from coconut husks or some other material. The nutrients they need flow through little plastic tubes dissolved in water. It bothers Chapman that people don't realize this. Even the manager of a supermarket produce department whom he met last year didn't know it.
And he said, well, that doesn't seem right. I said, no, I don't think it is right.
There are lots of detailed rules that farmers have to follow to get organic certification about how to control pests and fertilize their fields. But Chapman says really the heart of it all is building healthier, more fertile soil. And he thinks if vegetables don't grow in real soil, they simply aren't organic. This week, he and other like-minded farmers tried to get a government-appointed committee, the National Organic Standards Board, to add a new rule to that organic rule book. Their proposal, no crops that are grown on a liquid diet can be sold as organic. Their opponents, though, argued just as loudly that banning hydroponics would betray organic ideals.
My personal take is that it flies in the face of progress in organics.
Jesse Gunn from the company Wholesome Farms, which operates big greenhouses in Arizona and Mexico, says organic food means fewer pesticides, also preserving the environment. And she says, think about what it means to grow crops outdoors.
Which uses more water, which uses more land, which destroys more natural habitat. I mean, like, what is the true essence of organic?
After 2 days of passionate debate, the board sided with the hydroponic farmers by a vote of 8-7. Those vegetables can still be sold as organic. And Dave Chapman thinks more of them will be sold.
I think in the not too distant future, virtually all of the tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers that are sold as organic will be hydroponic.
This is just the latest controversy over the true meaning of organic. Another hotly debated standard adopted at the end of the Obama administration requires organic egg producers to give their hens more space outdoors. Big egg producers protested, and the Trump administration put that regulation on hold. It's supposed to decide whether to let it go into effect within 2 weeks. Dan Charles, NPR News.